T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome in Upstate. It is a Wednesday edition of Straight Up with Sturge. We're live on Radio Row at ACC Football Kickoff. Mark Sturgis, Mark Childress. And Mark, what'd you think after being here for about 4 hours? Because here is one of the only times that you will come on air without a prep sheet from me or anything else, because there's no way to prep for this.
It's been a fantastic day so far, Sturge. This is my first time ever at ACC Media Days. It has lived up to the hype. I am like a kid in a candy store at this place. It's been great. We've talked to a lot of great players and coaches already today. Had some ESPN folks stop by and talk to us, man. It has been awesome. We put in a full day's work already, and we haven't even started the show yet, but that's okay because we're having so much fun.
We got, what, 10, 11 interviews already in the can.
Yep.
And we hadn't even got. We're going to have some live interviews here in the first hour, well, throughout the show. But when it comes to football players and coaches, we will have some live interviews here in this hour, including Chris Peace and Olamide Zaccheaus. Zaccheaus?
It's got to be Zaccheaus,
okay.
Right?
All right. We'll have those two players from Virginia here in a bit, and then Pat Narduzzi, head coach at Pitt. And then in hour number two, we've already got some interviews that we've done that Gray has back at the studio, which includes the University of Virginia play-by-play, good friend of mine you met, Dave Kane, Sean Pittman, president of the Orange Bowl, Gary Stokin, president of college football. I mean, really, the Chick-fil-A classic of the Chick-fil-A kickoff game. And, of course, a great – I cannot – the first one we're going to bring you back recorded, North Carolina head coach Larry Fedora.
He has been the story of the day here. Absolutely. With some of his comments at ACC Media Days. We got to ask him directly about what he said. He did not back down. He doubled down. It was great.
I tell you what, if it fails in Chapel Hill or in – put him in politics, because he made some comments today that I couldn't agree. I don't want to live in a country without college football.
Who does?
Thank you.
Who does?
That's my point.
Yep.
So all you basketball suckers can have this stuff. I want college football, okay? So, all right. So, again, there's chaos here. There's lots of people walking around. And, of course, we'll bring you some update. I voted last night when it comes to the breakdown of the Atlantic and Coastal Division, not to mention your champion and everything else. And I would just, I was surprised when all was said and done, I ended up pulling the trigger for the Virginia Cavaliers.
Oh, come on. Hey, don't joke, man. The Coastal is always a hot mess, and anything could happen this year. We haven't even talked about this. Who did you pick to win the Atlantic and the Coastal, and who did you pick to win the conference?
I picked Clemson to win the Atlantic, and unfortunately, I had to go with the Miami Hurricanes, and I don't mean that. We had a really nice interview with a really good Miami Hurricane football player. My problem is the most fun I've had in an ACC championship game in Charlotte that Clemson's been involved with is Virginia Tech, because they bring fans.
Right.
Last year there was maybe 3,000-4,000 fans that were there for Miami, and of course all of them became a U fan when they were in their teenage years. They didn't have any affiliation with the university. So I think it's a much more fun atmosphere when you've got, a North Carolina or a Virginia Tech or somebody that can also put – because Clemson's going to bring 60,000 if they every year in Charlotte that they make it. So, I ended up going with Miami, and I had a real tussle when it came to Miami and Virginia Tech. I'm still a believer in Virginia Tech. Everybody's expecting a little bit of a step back this year. But as we talked with Ricky Walker earlier today – that's not the way he feels about things.
No, I agree. I think you've got it right. I would probably go with Miami and Clemson, although I feel like Miami might be due to take a little step back. It'll be interesting. And Ricky Walker, when he came by, you talk about me geeking out about stuff. He brought the VT lunch pail.
Yep.
that they carry around on defense for, what, 30-plus years now, said it right here on the desk when he did the interview with us. I thought that was incredible.
Yep.
Very
so
nice.
You can tell who's year number one and yeah. who's year number 10.
You're beaten down by the process, and I'm all geeked out about it.
It was just my first year down in – and you met people that I met my first year 10 yeah. years ago. And I remember sitting in the room, and I'm writing every little thing down that was said and all, and in between, you know, because people think, oh, it's one thing to the other. You have, like, these 10- and 15-minute periods while you're waiting on people. Because the first year I was here at the Westin for ACC football kickoff, there were, like, 7 radio shows up here.
That's all?
Yeah.
I think it's 35
yeah.
plus
It is
today.
A different era when it comes to ACC football.
Yeah, this room is packed.
So you have some downtime and you go fight. You know, that's why, you know, was able, hey, man, come over here. We've recorded, you know, I really look forward to people here in the interview we did with Tom Luganville, but we're going to play that back tomorrow.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of Clemson in that interview, if you will. But, you know, but my first year down, it was in Ponte Vedra. We did not get to play the TPC championship course. We got to play its sister course. Now, there is no golf involved in this thing anymore. All right. It's, we ain't paying for your golf and everything else. So I remember I was writing everything down. I look at this older gentleman and we're talking in between, you know, players interviews or something when we had a break. And I said, notice you hadn't written anything down all day long. And he goes, son, this is my 23rd one of these in a row. I said, uh-huh. He goes, I hadn't heard anything different in the last 22.
So I'll be jaded next year when I come back and get the repeat performance.
Yeah, because, you know, we're so proud. We're so great, happy with our recruiting class. The kids have worked hard in the offseason. I mean, it's never – that's why we were both really appreciative of Larry Fedora sort of capturing the Westin Hotel in Charlotte here. Because have we heard anything out of any other coaches today?
Not a peep. He's been the story of the day and, again, delivered it on the interview with us. So I can't wait to replay that later on the show.
All right. So, again, we are live at the Westin in downtown Charlotte. Coming up here in the first hour, like I said, we'll have some players interviews, Pat Narduzzi. We'll also bring you Coach Larry Fedora and a few other things throughout the show. We'll have some people sitting down with us later on. Just listen, we're going to have some fun today. This much we know, college football is back.
It feels like it now. I am ready for game one. They could kick it off tonight, and that wouldn't be early enough. I'm ready to go for football now.
Well, the thing is, see, that's why I think they missed the bill. First of all, the person getting yeoman's work around here, number one, Gray gets tossed into the studio. A rough situation when you're recording his stuff and sending it to him, and he will handle it with the champ. You drive up this morning from the beach on vacation.
Right.
You're driving back tonight.
Yes.
You are the MVP of Straight Up with Sturge.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's taken me this long. I finally got it one day.
My apologies that, you know, you mentioned to the kid from Miami earlier, my apologies, we don't have the turnover chain here for you to wear around here the rest of the night.
How could I mean, the Miami player, again, we talked about Ricky Walker coming from Virginia Tech. He had the lunch pail. Why did Jaquan Johnson from Miami not have the turnover chain? I was very surprised by that. It was a missed marketing opportunity.
No, because there's no way that thing's going back to Miami. Somebody's stealing it. No
yeah, you're probably right.
Doubt about it. So, again, looking forward to it. It is today. Real quickly, did you watch the All-Star game last night?
I watched a good chunk of it.
I did. It was, first of all, there were about to be as many home runs hit there in the All-Star game last night as there were in the home run derby the previous
yes.
night, because it looked like it was about to be over. And then the next thing I know, it's 5-5 in the 10th inning. And I guess somebody hit a couple of more home runs in the 10th inning, including the kid that was supposed to be the Braves player was going to be batting. They put the Cincinnati player in. He hits a home run. He ties it up. And then the one in the 10th inning becomes the MVP. Remember,
right.
It's not how you begin the game. It's what have you done for me lately.
Exactly. It was a good ball game. And like you said, went extra innings. I really enjoyed the home run derby. I don't know if you watched a good chunk of that the other night.
I
like the head-to-head matchups. I am not a Bryce Harper fan. But, man, you had to really appreciate what he did to come back and win.
Stand Bryce Harper.
I don't like him either.
212. Now, next year, if he's playing in a Braves uniform, he's your guy. But I still
yes.
think he ends up with that short right field porch in Yankee Stadium up there, which
man.
Is nothing but a glorified softball field, if you will. That being said, people trying to make a deal out of, oh, my God, he cheated in the home run derby. Dude, let the haters hate. I can't stand by. I'm not.
It's a practice event.
It
Come on.
It was his dad pitching. It's in their home park. It was the way that it was probably supposed to end. Now, is unabashed Braves fans here, the one thing that scares me is, could that be the trigger to get Bryce Harper hot in the second half of the season?
Well, he did not play all that great in the All-Star game. He struck out the first two times he was up in the All-Star game the next night. So let's hope, for the sake of the Braves, that it was a one-time event for Bryce Harper. But, man, the ball just sounds different coming off of his bat when he hits those homers. Those other guys were barely clearing the fence. Harper was hitting them 450, 460, 470 consistently, just blasting the ball out of the park.
Well, the other thing I saw was people knocking the Nationals fans because I guess in the 10th inning it was about a half-empty ballpark. Well, maybe we need to go back to the winner of that game between the National League and the American League gets home field advantage in the World Series and have a little juice on it because, you know, you always watch something. My point being, it is just so funny what people complain about now on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Nets fans aren't used to playoff games going very long in the postseason, so I had to get one dig in.
Hopefully
so there you
they
go.
Won't be either. All right, the NBA. What do you think, Kawhi Leonard? He ain't going to be – first of all, I was really surprised by this move. For people that don't realize it, I can say this because I was born up there.
Okay.
My dad was transferred. Starting Sunday, we're still allowed on the cruise ship with our Canadian families, despite if they're mad at Donald Trump or not. I don't particularly care. The point of it being, you have no idea how much more money they pay north of the border when it comes to income taxes than we do here in the United States. Then again, they got health care that we can't even begin to but that's a lot more in tax money Kawhi Leonard's going to be paying for the Toronto Raptors, no doubt about it. And I don't know the whole gist of it, but I still think it comes back to, and I'm going to stick by it until I know otherwise, next offseason. People just aren't that enthralled about being LeBron James's counterpart.
That may be it. You know, Kawhi, you've got to question a little bit how he handled everything. He was told by team doctors he could come back late in the season. His own doctors told him not to, or he decided not to. Then he kind of demanded a trade to Los Angeles. What's the opposite of Los Angeles? It's Toronto. It's where he ended up. You had a chance to go all the way to the southern part of California. Now you're all the way up in Canada, as far away as you can be. It felt like a little thumbing of the nose by the Spurs. Maybe this is the best deal that they could get, but it's almost like, hey, Kawhi, you're not being nice to us. We're going to send you a place that you can't possibly want to go long term, right?
You're going to pay a buttload more in taxes all the time. Don't think they're not getting the last laugh in this. Now, that's a neighborhood I could live in and pay those taxes and still be happy. But trust me, that's what people. But that's why you don't see a whole lot of people signing with the Blue Jays and stuff like that when it comes to free agency. Why? Because the tax bracket's a hell of a lot more, and if you own a home here in the U.S., you could get stuck paying taxes in both countries.
You know, DeMar DeRozan kind of doubled down with Toronto. Toronto's had trouble over the years holding on to their star players, all the way back to Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, all those on that list. They've always left. DeMar DeRozan came back last year. He signed a gigantic contract with Toronto and said, hey, I want to play here for my career. I want to stay here in Toronto. What a message to send to a fan base that's never really had a star player that wanted to stay. What does Toronto do the next season? Turn around and ship him out of town.
Yep.
Really interesting for those guys. Toronto will be a force in the East. Toronto, Philadelphia, Boston will be fun to watch next year, especially if Kawhi is back and at 100% and may have a chip on his shoulder. Could be very interesting.
All right, real quickly, let's go to the phones. Trevor wants to talk about the All-Star game before we get out to break. Trevor, welcome in. Hope you're having a good afternoon. Whoops, Gray, not hearing anything, buddy. Sorry. Try that one more time. Trevor? He's gone. All right, well, listen, we need to get out to break. When we come back, we've got some players interviews up this hour, as well as Pat Narduzzi of Pitt. Don Munson just flashed us on the way in. I mean, flashed like 5:30 out.
Okay.
That he's going to join us here live on the show. No, not that kind of flashy, dirty
individual.
I was
going to a weird place there.
All
Sorry.
Right, this is Straight Up with Sturge. We're live on Radio Row at ACC Football Kickoff. You know, Childers, I just about forgot we were live here. You know, we've done all this recording.
I know.
Today.
We've just been kicking around talking to people, and then, hey, you're back.
So, sitting over here talking to my buddy Dave Gorin, not only is he the executive director of the National Sports Media Association, he's also part of the Wake Forest broadcast crew as well. So, I mean, we're just sitting there having a conversation about stuff. I was like, oh, crap, I better put the head in. made it back on by like 20 seconds. So.
There you go. You're a pro. That's why. You just knew.
Absolutely.
Somewhere is inherent.
No doubt about it. So, again, you know, here's the thing. Tomorrow we start a British Open. I'm kind of glad to get back, but, you know, get back to Greenville. I love the British Open. I think we're getting ready to see something really fascinating this weekend. Why? They're saying this course is so baked out and so dry and so hot and so hard. There's the possibility of seeing a 500-yard drive this weekend.
Wow. You can hit it over those bunkers at Carnoustie and get some roll. Yeah. I could believe it. It's going to be an interesting weekend. I like the British Open, too, by the way. That's interesting that you bring that up. And they're expecting the scoring to be low this year.
Right. They always have that one day where it blows like 40 miles an hour. You ain't getting that. Apparently, Scotland's just completely baked out from the top to the bottom. But, you know, you're now hearing stories that, like, Phil Mickelson not putting a driver in for the week. You know, he's going to carry a 3-wood and a 1-iron and try to hit a stinger. So I think you're going to see a little different style of golf this weekend. Just like, you know, here the ACC, this feels different. Number one, it's bigger. All right, it's bigger. Number two, I'm a traditionalist, and I'll admit it. All right,
okay.
I you know, Fuddy Duddy is what Diesel is nicknamed by me and my wife. You look over here at these 12 football uniforms, all right? Only four teams wearing stripes on their pants this year. Now, Florida State's got stripes, but they're going the wrong direction. They're going, like, diagonally across the thigh pad. What happened to the day when you just had classic looks like that Duke uniform there with two blue stripes down the side and everything? I mean, you know, there's some ugly uniforms up there that we're going to be dealing with in the ACC this year.
Well, at least we got Maryland out because they had the weirdest ones of all. But, I go back and forth, Sturge. When I see one of the alternate uniforms that a team rolls out, it's hard not to fall in love with some of them sometimes. And the different colors that you don't normally see. Clemson used to play a lot of games with purple and orange, which I really liked. Most Clemson fans did not like that very much. So I can go either way, but I do like the tradition and am 100% fine with it. And you're right, there are some strange looking combos up there. Some teams are going to be shaking it up this season.
All right, so here in just a second, sitting down with us is this is the bad part about live radio. I'm going to make an attempt, and you please correct me really quickly. Olamide Zaccheaus.
Olamide Zaccheaus.
All right, hey, listen.
I
butcher everything from time to time. And so, you know, University of Virginia, Bronco Mendenhall, got a chance. We talked with your voice a little bit earlier, Dave Kane, good friend of mine. What about this year for Virginia football? Because, you know, it's rebuilding. I love to hire Bronco Mendenhall. But one thing that Dave was telling us is the university administration is backing that football program.
Yeah, we got a new AD, and she's trying to change things. And we can feel that change. We can see that change, you know, certain things from little additions in the locker room, the facilities, the stadium, you know, the way we eat, stuff like that.
You've got a new quarterback in town this year.
Yeah.
You set the school record for receptions last year. Are you even more excited with the new QB that you've got to play with this season?
How about defense?
I'm sorry.
Actually, you know what? We got some things listed wrong here in your guide. But, you know, listen, it was a tough year last year. You close out with four losses. But the Coastal Division, when you're meeting with your teammates, it's wide open this year. It's not – I hate to sound like that. There's not a Clemson right now in the Coastal Division. So, I mean, you guys can – there's a lot of upward mobility when it comes to Virginia football this season.
Yeah, we're trying to just build upon what we did last year, you know. Return the postseason play and win, you know, every season from here on out. That's part of the new standard now.
You're looking to focus on what on defense? So I know you've got team goals. What are your personal goals? Are you looking at numbers? Are you just looking for certain areas that you can improve upon? What is your focus personally this
season?
Yeah.
Probably lead the conference in sacks and I would like to say top five in the nation in sacks. I would like to limit missed tackles. I think that's been a problem for me the last two seasons.
So, again, we're speaking with Chris Peace. He's an outside linebacker with the Virginia Cavaliers, a senior. So, Newport News, can I ask you this? Is that the 757? Because, you know, yes. Taj Boyd from up in that area as well. Same thing we were asking another player earlier. You know, you guys have been pushed since the high school level because think of all the great athletes and great teams that have come out of that, you know, Virginia Beach, Newport Beach area.
It's a motivation, you know, guys like that made it out of your area, the same town as you. So, you know, it could be you next. And just a little motivating driving force right there.
So let me ask, University of Virginia, we hear, you know, we know Thomas Jefferson, the lawn, the rotunda. What's one of your, you know, you guys so much more dialed in than the regular student on campus, but it's important to be a student athlete. What's one thing that you do in Charlottesville to forget about football and everything else?
I go to the Regal AMC up the street probably every other week. I'm going there Friday, going to go see Equalizer 2.
That looks like a good one. And the new Mission Impossible is coming out soon. That's supposed to be really good. So what's the best thing you've seen this summer so far?
Best
the
thing
movies?
I've seen this summer? Purge was alright, but probably, I wouldn't say the summer, just Avengers, probably my best movie all year so far.
Yeah, tough to beat, I agree.
All right, Chris, before we let you go here, you know, it's imperative. You guys get four of the first six games at home this year, starting with the in-state opponent, Richmond. You're at Indiana, a Big Ten team, and then come back for a couple. How important is it for this Cavaliers team coming off four losses, closing out last year, to get off to a good start there in Charlottesville?
Extremely important. You want to get off to a good start, build some momentum before you get in a complete conference play. You know, that'll give us some confidence and edge going into all that.
Well, listen, I know you're about done. You know, one quick question. Any goofball things that you've been asked today outside of sitting down with us for about the last 5 minutes?
Not a goofball thing. Maybe impersonate Coach Mendenhall. You know, it's hard to do that.
I was going to say, can you give us 1 minute? Because, again, I thought that was such a sneaky good hire a couple of years ago. All of a sudden, we're wondering who's going to be the coach at Virginia and then Bronco Mendenhall. But there's a man that knows what he wants to do. Give me a little Bronco real quick.
Oh, man. You mean impersonation-wise?
However. What's his message?
Honestly, sit with a serious face and just don't say much. That would be the perfect impersonation right there.
All right. Well, listen, best of luck your senior season from the Newport. I hope you can close it out with a bowl game this year. Chris, thanks for taking some time with us
here
today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Yeah,
there's
thanks, Chris.
Chris Peace, the linebacker from Virginia. And, of course, Clemson won't see him this year because Virginia – when's the last time the Tigers have gotten together with Virginia?
It's been a number of years. Now, they could meet in the ACC championship game, but during the regular season, I don't recall the last time Virginia and Clemson tagged up. We can do some research. We have reams and reams of information to research here during the break.
And there's the one thing about live radio, okay? You got a football player sitting down with you, and they didn't tell us which one it was. And
you threw me a little curveball there.
I actually thought it was all of me because I've been so dialed in on that name of trying to butcher it or trying not to butcher it. I think that got me off. It turned out weird. But that's the beauty of live radio, whether you don't have a chance during the break for somebody to tell you what is going on. So welcome to it, Mark.
Yeah,
welcome
well, we pivoted it, well off of because all of a sudden I'm like, wait a second, that's not Willamette.
Well, here's the deal that you'll figure out, you know, when you come to these things, that the game of life is in good shape with these players. Now, granted, they're leaders in their locker room if they're chosen to come represent their university in this public of a manner. But there's just something about whatever the locker room is with the football team that's just different. Maybe it's the number of people in there. I don't know what it is, but these guys are all class acts.
I agree. I've been very impressed. We've talked with players today from Virginia Tech. We've talked with players today from now the University of Virginia, UNC, all over the map, Miami as well. Four or five institutions today. Every single one of them I was impressed by. I was texting my family, hey, I just talked to this guy. We got to watch for him this year. What a great kid. I was blown away with how sharp he is.
All right, so here's the deal. We're going to go ahead and hit this break. Pat Narduzzi, the head coach at Pitt, should be live with us during the next segment. So, Gray, we'll have to do some creative breaking here and there when it comes to Straight Up with Sturgis. Mark Childress and I are live on Radio Row at ACC Football Kickoff. All righty, welcome back in. We are live here on Radio Row ACC Football Kickoff. Of course, tomorrow I will be at Carolina Golf and Tennis at Botany Woods while you're on the beach. I just want to tell you for the second time in a week, I hate you for this. Now, granted, I'm on my way out on Saturday, as you will be doing. Thank you for filling in next week while we're on vacation. But, yeah, you drove up here this morning. You're driving back. And, of course, you know, real quickly while we're waiting on Pitt Coach Pat Narduzzi, for public service announcement up there. And okay. You suck. You say you drive I-85 North like once a week?
It's not quite that frequently, but I make it to Charlotte for my day job probably twice a month.
It's a mess. It is one long construction zone between Spartanburg and Blacksburg. And here's the deal. State of Alabama, I'm sorry it all comes back to Alabama, but consistently named the best roads in the country when it comes to an interstate. All right?
I did not know that.
When I was in college, we knocked off like 5-8 miles at a time. We didn't block up 40 miles at a time and working on three of it. So this is much I figured out. Between the 30-something-mile-long construction zone and the signs that say trucks left lane, you're screwed for the next however long when it comes to driving I-85 north.
You really are. And I know you've been debating whether you're going to go home tonight and come back. That might answer the question for you. You got to get back in that madness again tomorrow.
No. I will stay here. We're coming back up here on Saturday to fly out on our vacation. I just realized I needed another hour added to our what time we're leaving on Saturday to make sure that we make our flight. So the other thing, walking around these media days, you get the idea. Football season is now upon us. You beat me here thanks to that I-85 situation by about 20 to 30 minutes. What's been your initial thought of this? Because as I was trying to tell you, this is an event that's grown year after year after year, and this year it's bigger than it's ever been.
Yeah, I was really blown away by how many radio stations were here. I didn't really have a gauge, this being my first one, and it's so well organized. I mean, we're all sitting in this big open room, and it's radio station after radio station. I think that probably blew me away the most. And then the number of people that are here. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these Radio Row slots are filled. There's hundreds of other people that are walking around, and you're recognizing all kinds of faces that you see from ESPN, everywhere else, local television, of course, and things like that, coaches, players. It's been fantastic today. I've really gotten a kick out of this.
Yeah, and that's why you come out. I mean, there's the great David Glenn from the David Glenn Show in North Carolina walking by over there. And, you know, just a lot of different things going on. But, you know, as we talk here in a few minutes, and he's running a few minutes behind with Pitt Coach Pat Narduzzi. You know, it's kind of interesting. One of the questions I most want to ask him, we can't. Because he can't comment on it. And that is a local kid at Greenville High School, a 6'6", 210-pound quarterback, now committed to play his college football for the Pitt Panthers. So, I mean, it's pretty cool in the fact that you start to see teams like Pitt coming down and recruiting the upstate of South Carolina.
Well, it's definitely something that I wanted to ask him about. You know, Pitt and Boston College are really almost outliers from their geographic location compared to the rest. So what is he doing?
And Syracuse.
Yep, and Syracuse. What is he doing to recruit differently, I guess, because he can't do it the same way that the teams that are further south are doing. So I'm really curious to see how Narduzzi's getting the type of players that he's getting. He's been doing a good job of recruiting. Pitt is very solid. I've heard Pitt's name mentioned twice today by very well-respected analysts, is a team on the rise this season. That really kind of caught me off guard today, that they feel like, hey, there's an opening. They've got a little bit softer schedule in the ACC for them to make a run and maybe get involved in what is always a crazy coastal division.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing. I've always maintained, and I would never ask this to him, but you know, it's got to suck playing in a NFL stadium, being the second tenant in an NFL stadium. Therefore, there's never that much home field advantage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Back in the day, they had a stadium there on campus that they just let go away, and now they play their games at Heinz Field. And I wonder if it's going to be a drawback in the long run.
I could see it going either way. I mean, you're also playing in an NFL stadium, and oh, by the way, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers' home stadium that has a lot of pull as well. So these kids want to play in Pittsburgh Stadium when they get to the NFL. Why not go ahead and get introduced to that? The facilities are fantastic. The stadium's fantastic. You got great locker rooms and amenities and things like that. Maybe there's a way to kind of push it in that other direction instead of saying just a drawback from the lack of crowd. Maybe the positives of the facilities make up for it.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting. Also, Primanti Brothers. You know, I'm sorry.
It always goes back to food with you.
It does, because I like my French fries over here. I like my slaw here. And I like my sandwich here. I don't want all three of them together. So, again, we're getting ready to sit down. This is going to be one of the tougher things that I do today. Hello. We're sitting down with our second Virginia player here. And there you go. Beauty of live radio here is I sorry, your teammate got me prepared for it. I've got to do the honor and say welcome in straight up with Sturge, Olamide Zaccheaus.
Alameda.
Alameda Zaccheaus. All right. So
he even told us, Sturge. He told us it was Alameda.
I put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. Okay.
I'm sure you're used to it.
Yeah, definitely.
So, well, thank you for joining. First of all, it's an honor to represent your university. You're knocking it out of the park with a bow tie on and everything going on. How things gone today?
It's good. I've been just telling people I'm just really grateful for this opportunity around great players, great coaches, and great people. So I'm just really grateful.
So, you know, what's next for Virginia football? Did not end last season the way that it wanted to go, but there is really not a chance. You open up with an in-state opponent in Richmond, and then it's five difficult games in a row.
Yeah, we just got to be consistent and be on our P's and Q's, especially early on in the year. Like you said, we in-state opponent, and then we have five tough games. Then we go into ACC play. So it's like we can't slack at all right off rip. So we have to be on our P's and Q's, and we're preparing every day to do such things.
Now, you had a big season personally last year. You set the school record for receptions. Mm-hmm. You've got a new QB coming into town this year.
Right.
Tell me about him and the relationship you guys already have.
So Bryce Perkins from ASU, JUCO transfer. When he first got here, he was a little shy a little bit, but once we saw that he was able to uphold our standard of how we work each and every day, and you know, the extra work that we put in, it's like we knew that, okay, this is our guy. He fits in with us, and he's gonna do good things and great things for us as our quarterback, and I'm just excited for him and the opportunity that he has.
That's awesome. Now, I heard some of your comments earlier today. You're setting some pretty lofty goals for yourself personally this season. What are you focused on from a personal goal perspective for your season this year?
I want to be first team All-ACC and an All-American. And
that's great, man. I love it.
I'm just really confident in the work I've been putting in. And, you know, you have to set goals for yourself. And I'm not afraid to say those goals. So.
Well, listen, enjoy yourself today. Coach Narduzzi from Pitt's going to sit down right behind you here.
Okay.
Just enjoy this. You don't know how many opportunities in life you get a chance
exactly
to do this. Make sure you get the fullest out of it.
I got you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. So look at Coach Narduzzi back here. I mean, is there anybody – and thank you very much. I hope you have a great day. Look at this. Back here on his phone.
Yep.
Posing for pictures and sitting here yucking it up. So we're ready to go, because this is a highlight for me. Now, this is the only coach we get live on the air today. But
that's right.
I've been, minus last year at ACC football kickoff, every year he's been head coach at Pitt, we've gotten him here.
Awesome.
Last year just didn't feel right not talking to you, Coach Narduzzi.
Don't let that happen again, would you?
I felt like I needed to come up and take you to Primanti Brothers just so we could spend a few minutes with each other.
Don't let that happen again. Every year we're going to hook up.
Yeah. Well, my favorite is, don't tell you, Buzz Williams at Virginia Tech, the basketball. 3 years in a row, he got the voting. The first 2 years they were voted last. So he's like, dude, I'm on with them every year when that voting comes out. But talk to us, 5-7 last year. It ended the way you wanted to with a big win versus Pitt. But, you know, Pittsburgh's just one of those teams that I got the feeling, the Pitt Panthers, when all said and done in a crazy coastal division, you guys are going to have a lot to say.
Well, we hope so. You know, we've got an opportunity to be a pretty good football team. You know, last year's season was not what we anticipated or wanted. We had a young football team. You know, it all starts with your senior leadership. We had about eight seniors. You know, three of them are grad transfers that weren't really pit guys that had, you know, had that blood and sweat for years and got to their senior year the right way. So we inherited some guys and just a young football team. And this year we got 18 seniors. I think we got a great group of leaders. I think we have a football team that can make some waves in the Coastal and the ACC overall. So we're excited. You know, we finished and we should have won five of the last five, but we won three of the last five games. But, you know, we lose to Virginia Tech on the last second of the game. We got four downs from the one, or we win that game right before Miami. And then we lose to North Carolina by, what, one, two, 3 points, something like that. And we lose that game. And, you know, right before the half, our receiver tries to reach out and get the ball across the goal line for a touchdown. He fumbles the one. They scoop it, go 60 yards, go three and out, and kick a field goal, which is the points that you get beat by. It's just like giving them 3 points, and you lose the game. So, I mean, you could have won five out of the last five, but, you know, those are all fine. You got to find a way to win those things, and everybody's got to play within the framework of the football team.
Coach, what are the one or two things that you're focused on here going into the season that are the major focal points for your team?
You know, I think it's, you know, it comes down to discipline. It's a disciplined game. I don't care where you are. You know, we got to make plays on offense. We got to make them on defense. But it comes down to being a disciplined football team and not letting, you know, those little things. And when I say discipline, it's not just, you know, personal fouls and jumping off sides, but it's doing the details to win a football game. It's the details. It's not the big picture stuff that you're going to worry about. The big picture stuff will be there. It's going to be the details that we got to take care of throughout the process.
So what? Now that you've been entrenched for a few years at Pitt, which Pitt needed, by the way, what's one of the benefits of the ACC? I know we can't ask about individual players, but your recruiting base has grown a lot, which now includes the upstate of South Carolina.
No doubt about it. I mean, we're going to go where the players are, you know, and, you know, we'd like to continue to get down into South Carolina, down into Georgia, and we've always had a foothold down in the state of Florida. So, you know, we're going to recruit our backyard first, and I think we got a heck of a backyard with Western Pennsylvania football. You know, you go east, you go into New Jersey, New York, you go west, you go into Ohio. I mean, you know, you go a little bit southeast, and you got the DMV. So, I mean, what, you know, I always tell people when I was at Michigan State, when you go east, where do you go into? A lake. You go west,
you go into another country.
You go into Canada, and you go south, you go into Ohio. So we had one good recruiting territory. You know, I love the recruiting footprint. That's one of the reasons I took the job.
Coach, we were talking about your home field. You're playing at Heinz Field. Is that an advantage because you're playing in an NFL stadium for the kids that you're recruiting, or is it the fact that you don't have your own home stadium that is just for the Pitt Panthers, is that a disadvantage? Just curious what your thoughts are on that.
It's an advantage, you know, and again, you know, the Steelers play in our stadium too. I mean, if you look at the gates now, on the gates it says Panthers and Steelers. It doesn't say Steelers and Panthers, but it's, you know, in iron on the gates. So it's our stadium, and that's how we look at it. You know, the natural guy from the outside can look and say, oh, they don't have their own stadium. We got one of the best stadiums in the country. We have a chair back seat for every person that comes in that game, big or small. They all got the same size chair with a seat back. I mean, for years, my wife would come out of a game saying, my tail hurts, I got splinters. You know, you go to Notre Dame, you get splinters in your tail. I mean, they got, and the seats are this big. And we could make Heinz Field 100,000 if we want to make them that big and everybody sits on top of each other. And you are both sitting on my seat. I can't even find my number.
Are you talking about Neyland Stadium holding over 100,000, but actually holding 90 because, you know, the seats
are that big.
Right.
I mean, it's all how you put them together.
Final question. At what point did you want to go punch out your athletic director? After the opener, Albany, let's take a look. Penn State, Georgia Tech, at North Carolina, at UCF, Syracuse, and then at Notre Dame.
Well, first of all, my AD is a lady, and I don't hit ladies.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right. Okay. So,
come on, Sturge.
Oh, start man, there. If we're going to mess up, let's just mess up big time.
Heather's only been here for a year, and she had nothing to do with it.
All right.
And neither did I. But you know what? I love our schedule. I really do. I mean, I want to go play the best. I don't want to sit around and, you know. I mean, at the end of the year, if you want to say, hey, we didn't win enough games because we got beat by those teams, fine. I want to go compete against the best. I would rather have that pressure on me to go face Notre Dame at Notre Dame, Penn State. Let's go. Bring it on. Let's go. I mean, it doesn't get any better than what we got.
Well, listen, Coach, if I had a year of eligibility left, I'd suit up. Are you not ready?
I'm absolutely ready to go.
So here's the deal. Next time you're in the upstate and you're recruiting, the sponsor of my show, Smoke on the Water, was named best downtown restaurant in our foodie city of Greenville, South Carolina. Guess what? We're going to make sure you get you a meal at Smoke on
the
Water.
I'm going there. I'm putting this in right now. I'll shoot you a text later.
All right, Coach.
I think I might get down that way. I think I might get down that way to do a little recruiting.
Well, listen,
January.
Let us know, because I'm dead serious. It is next level, and, of course, I got a shot at Tennessee, and the owner's a Tennessee fan. But, Coach, we love visiting with you here at ACC Football Kickoff. Have a great week.
Thank you. Thanks. You too. Appreciate it.
All right, great. Go Pitt. All right, go Pitt. Thank you. All right, listen, Gray, let's catch up with a break, and then we will come back, because from this point forward, that was our last live interview that's scheduled. We'll have some other live interviews here in Charlotte. Welcome back. We are live here on Radio Row, ACC Football Kickoff at the Westin in downtown Charlotte. And I'm getting ready to have some fun with you as I watch you go make your way through the media guideline to get some stuff for this season, because there are 11 of the 12 schools represented here with media guides right now. Which one would be missing?
The one I need the most, the Clemson Tigers one, is missing. They're saying they're coming in tonight, but yeah, I'm going to get my workout in for the day trying to hoist, you know, 8 or 10 of these back to my car later.
You know, that's why I'm really loving Pitt and Miami and a few of the schools that have scaled this thing down to a, you know, more – it's not much bigger than a paperback book, to be honest with you. It's not one of these full magazines and things of that nature. Now, listen, I'll admit right now, if I had a year of eligibility left, I would not go sit on the bench at Alabama nor Clemson. I'd go be a tackling dummy for Pat Narduzzi from Pitt. And let me tell you, he's shown loyalty to that program. I hope he stays there for a while, because I love covering him. But I also get it that they, you know, granted they went 5-7 last year, but everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. I really believe that man's going to become a commodity when it comes to athletic directors in the next few years.
Well, I loved his answer to the question we were talking about earlier about his stadium and some of the recruiting issues that he might have. He was talking to me like those weren't issues or detriments, but those were actually big positives for his school. I absolutely loved it. I'm a huge fan. Never met Coach Narduzzi before. Huge fan of his, and I agree. I'd go play for him. Very good stuff.
I told you that would be one of our favorites, and he never disappoints. And last year, you never know. I mean, here's how much this thing's changed. 8 years ago, I think I got 9 coaches over the course of 2 days.
Wow.
You ain't getting but 4, maybe 5 over the course of 2 days. Now, why? Because it's not just this radio. This is just one aspect of the media that you're seeing right here. This is all radio. They're dealing with print media. They're dealing with the national television people, not to mention things like the upcoming ACC network. So they are being pulled in different directions here at these media days than they were just 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, it's amazing the schedules that they keep. We've got some friends coming up here tomorrow. I was sending them the Clemson schedule for the day. Man, you run the gauntlet. You're live on ESPN. Well, first of all, you speak in front of all the media. Then you're live on ESPN. You're live on a couple of other stations. You mentioned marketing, social media, print, radio. It's a long day, man. I bet they get tired of talking and hearing the same questions again and again.
Well,
so you and I have at least tried to throw a couple of curveballs today that were nice ones.
Well, you look at the players, and they're tired of this. You know, some of them it's not natural for. Like the kid from Miami earlier.
Yeah, Jaquan Johnson.
Yeah, yep. Jaquan Johnson. This isn't his cup of tea. But he's going to be better off for doing it in the long run. But that's why you look for that question that's a little bit different, because these guys will hear – how many different ways do you think Dabo Swinney's going to hear a question from the media tomorrow when it comes to regards to who's going to be your starting quarterback week number 2 at Texas A&M?
Everybody's going to ask. Unless he comes in with his opening remarks and lays down something new or something specific to basically say, hey, here's my answer, not talking about that anymore today. But, yeah, that will be the question of the day tomorrow, unless Coach Fedora hangs around again and starts talking about stuff like he did today.
Well, and again, you know, we heard it from our friend David Hood with TigerNet a little bit ago. They were over at Dabo's house Monday night for the media gathering, and I think they've all kind of come to the conclusion, and that's why the interview that we'll run tomorrow with Tom Luganville, which is probably outside of Narduzzi, has probably been my favorite one, is Dave Glenn, superhero Dave Glenn of the David Glenn Show, walking by us right now. But I literally, okay, boy, you get in the presence of greatness.
Yes.
You lose your train of thought there. I don't know. Point being, these kids, they're going to represent.
You're talking about Luganville.
Oh, Luganville.
Yep.
He got caught up in a really bad situation. He actually talked about it a little bit. He transferred into Georgia Tech. There was a quarterback there by the name of Donnie Davis from Burlington, North Carolina. Well, it ended up being a quarterback battle, and half the locker room never bought into Tom Luganville, and therefore it ended up splitting that team down the middle. That's why I've been harping on people, telling them it's not what you want as a fan. It's the locker room that has to buy into the move.
And that's the one unknown, I guess, yeah, for all the Clemson media right now, including us, is where does the locker room stand on the quarterback,
yeah,
situation? I bet that'll be answered pretty soon.
Yeah, we will. But it's time to give away some free money, Gray. Because, you know, from all people you're talking up here, Clemson's going to be a terror on the football field to deal with this year. So your 5 p.m. keyword is terror. T-E-R-R-O-R. You can text that into 72881. Somebody's winning $1,000 free and clear. Why not you? We've already had local winners here in Greenville. You can't win it if you aren't in it. So text TERROR to 72881, and we'll be back for hour number two live in Charlotte from Radio Row at ACC Football Kickoff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.